It's stuck.
I know, dear. That's the problem.
Well, let me try again.
You are a sturdy one. Thanks a lot.
Great, isn't it?
very nice men around here.
Surely. And younger, too.
Peter!
never had any trouble with a few people before, but this was a real brawl. There was five guys laid out cold.
Well, he didn't start it, did he?
I don't care who started it. He did his share. And he didn't even want to come back. I had to drag him.
No, I did not want to come back.
One more word on a few and I will tag you in.
For what, mister?
For what? For creating a disturbance, like I said. What was he doing in a place like that anyway?
Well, he didn't get on there to cause trouble.
I heard Blighty Bent. I've been thinking Blighty Bent.
He had no business being there.
He went by that place to help his brother home. His brother was making trouble, not him.
Look.
To save his brother from shame, he went there. To save us all from shame.
All I know.
No better than sometimes to be punished too soon without thinking a little. It was a hard thing Peter did, and a good thing.
Well, as long as he behaves himself.
Thanks a lot, officer. Everything will be all right.
Mr. Yoder.
Yeah?
Anyone is coming to your house for a wedding? You should have a wedding, eh?
Always we have wanted marrying, Papa.
They only want what you want, Mr. Yoder. Good Amish marriage, good Amish family. Besides, Peter's a man of property now, selling on the river farm. Here you go.
I always wanted what is good for you. Maybe I make a mistake. It's like my grandfather always said, we grow too soon old and too late smart.
Dan, we better be going.
You're right. Goodbye, Ella.
And don't bother her, she's working.
But Mr. King, stay at least for the wedding.
We'd love to.